സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് നമ്പർ 50, വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 21.
വിധി പ്രയത്നസ്യ ച കോപി വാദഃ. തയോർദ്വയോർമൂലമജാനതാം സ്യാത്. വിധി പ്രയത്നസ്യ ച മൂലവസ്തു. സഞ്ജാനതാം നൈവ വിധിർനയത്നഃ.
ഭഗവാൻ രമണ മഹർഷി ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് an aside topic here, that is about the free will, means human effort. Free will, or in his words it is called prayatnaha. Free will or purushartha or prayatnaha. And the second thing is vidhi. Vidhi means fate. Vidhi means fate. Generally we understand vidhi means that which is born out of our previous karma. This is my fate, we say, because of my previous karma phalam is called fate. Free will is that when I want to do something, when I undertake certain activities, I put my effort. Even sometimes that bad prarabdha in the form of vidhi fate, it comes. Shastra prescribes some remedial measures, prayaschittam. Through my effort, I can reduce the intensity of bad prarabdha. These are all we know up to here. Fate, free will, the fate is not in our hands, it is because of previous karma. And that free will, I have to take effort, put effort, prayatnam, muyatsi and tamil, muyatsi. I have to take an effort. These two are there or not really? That's what Ramana Maharshi want to discuss. These two are there really? Last class, I have concluded by saying the word, as long as you think you are separate from the Ishvara, I am a separate entity from Ishvara, individually I am standing apart, there is a free will, there is a fate. As long as I am separate from Ishvara, standing individually, distinctly, the Ishvara is karma phala data, as long as I am accepting that, free will is there, fate is there. What is other alternate? Ramana Maharshi says, if you inquire into your real nature, vidhehe prayatnasya kaha api vadaha. Where is the question of discussion about vidhi, fate and prayatna, human effort? In Vedantic language we call it as purushartha. There are no two things, vidhi and prayatna. All these discussions are taking place where tayoho dvayoho moolam ajanatam syat. For those people, these discussions are for those people who do not know tayoho dvayoho, that means vidhi and prayatna. Of these two, their moolam, their root, their karanam, who do not know. Ajanata means who do not know about this moolam, the cause, root cause, source of this vidhi and prayatna. They only discuss about this vidhi and prayatna, who do not know their root. Whoever knows the root of this vidhi and prayatna, they will never talk about this. Third line, videhe prayatnasya cha moolavastu. Moolavastu is that the substratum, the source, the adhara of this vidhi and prayatna, moolavastu. What is the moolavastu? Moolavastu is Brahman. How we have arrived at Brahman? Last class I told you. I have faith, I have my free will, I have to put an effort. I am facing these problems because of my past karma. Suppose person is talking, as a karta he is talking. I am the doer. I am the doer. Once the doer comes, enjoyer comes, I am the bhokta. All the onslaughts of physical body, atmosphere, environment, all these onslaughts I am facing, I am undergoing a troublesome life. Everything fine, but body is not fine. Body is fine, but people are not fine. All are fine, but Bhagavan is not giving some more push to me. Something or other is not fine for me, but irukkano. So all these discussions because of not knowing the Atma Swarupa, not knowing the Moolavastu. If a person sanjanatam, this kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam is because of ahankara. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. This is because of ahankara. Ahankara is nothing but aham plus kara. The kara is nothing but nama rupa. What is the content of that ahankara? Aham brahma. OC, original consciousness plus body mind complex ahankara, ego, is put together. Ahankara is nama rupa, is mithya, false. Just as this part, name and form, we accept it as a false. There is no part. Really speaking, there is only clay. Similarly, ahankara cannot exist without original consciousness, I the Atma. Once I the Atma, I am the source for ahankara. Ahankara is the source for kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. Kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam is the source for vidhi and prayatna. Kartrutvam is the source. Bhoktrutvam is the source for faith, prayatna. To whom I am talking? For this body-mind complex, which is real or unreal? Unreal. Therefore, what Ramana Maharshi want to say, vidhi and prayatna are false. Very difficult to swallow. Very difficult to swallow. But one thing we have to carefully understand, Shastra says, as long as you want to continue this Jiva Ishvara Jagat format, this triad format, you accept vidhi, you accept prayatna also. Enida vidhi ipdi irukke, pala eluthu ipdi irukke, let me take my effort. Go ahead, nothing wrong in that. Happily, Shastra accepts the format, triad. A person is not able to accept where the clash comes. Why this fate for me? When an unpleasant situation comes, very much you will question. I have not done anything wrong. Why I have to undergo this disease? Why I have to undergo all these pains? Unpredictable. But I have no choice also, I have to undergo. Why? Why me? That question when it comes. Is this vidhi is there or not, really speaking? Question will come. And secondly, however much I use my free will, effort, many times I will feel, in spite of effort, I am trying to keep this body physically healthy, mentally healthy, but totally fail in this matter also. I am not able to change my children, grandchildren at all. I am totally failed in that also. My effort is not working at all anywhere, nearby. What is this effort? Even my effort also I have no total. The control over my result, what is going to come, I do not know. What is going to come through the fate also I do not know. I am always on my toes, you know. I am always under pressure. Tomorrow what is going to happen, I do not know. A person who wants to know this, why this vidhi and prayatna are playing with me? In spite of effort, I am not able to. Unpredictable, the result is unpredictable. Vidhi, what is going to be me? Vidhi, what is going to come the fate, I do not know. Why this unknowingly I have to go under pain, pleasure, pain all the time, throughout my life? Then the person wants to inquire into this. For that person, this shloka. For that person, this shloka. Don't worry, Ramana Maharshi says, don't worry. This problem what you have, worry about this vidhi and your prayatna. If you want to know your real nature. Know your real nature. And this vidhi and prayatna will not touch you. Vidhi and prayatna will not touch you, will not afflict you, will not come near to you. Very, very advanced answer. That means, how to know myself? You have to own up that Ishwaratvam. That is the only way. Therefore, when I am not able to swallow this, we should not reject. Vidhi is not there, fate is not there, free will is not there. Because I am that OC, Brahma Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. To accept this, I require a tremendous patience to study Shastra until I get conviction. Some statements of Shastra are unswallowable. I am not able to convince myself at all. However much my teacher go on talking, sometimes people are ready to give up the class also because there is no Ishvara. Ishvara is Mithya, that Swamini is talking. Therefore, better not to go to class. Stop. There is no wonder even they stop the class. It's not a wonder, it's not a surprise for a teacher. They require some more maturity. But a person, let me see, even though I am not convinced, let me not reject the statement that is coming from the Shastra. Let me wait and see. Until I get conviction, something Shastra is talking, let me go and attend the class. Let me see what is there in the Shastra. So therefore, we require the open-mindedness. Especially these shlokas of Ramana Maharshi, either we go away from the Shastra or we totally get conviction, either this or that. But some mediocre people, we are not able to convince, I am not able to give up vidhi, I am not able to give up prayatna, I am not able to reject Ishvara also, I cannot say Ishvara is mithya. Then what to do? Come to class, nambinal, number first, believe, then you will get the conviction. So therefore, first we have to never nod your head in the beginning. Something here I have to correct myself, my notions. Let me wait and see. The benefit of doubt I will give to my teacher. She will reveal. Therefore, because animal doesn't have this Veda. Animal doesn't have a free will. No prayatna also. It is only just, program. It never separates itself from the Ishvara's creation. It doesn't have anything. All problem namakada. The human being the problem. Free will irukka, fate irukka. Ishvara, Jeeva, Jagat, so many problems. Animals, birds do not have. If I say like this, Swami, better to have such a birth. There are people who vote for that. Parrot, cat, rat, mother. Why this struggle? Let us be like that. Another unfortunate thought. It should not come in the human mind. It's a privilege for me to have a free will, a fate. With the help of this, I can come to know Shastra, then I come to know I am free from free will and fate. Therefore, Ishvara Darshanam is what he is going to explain in the next shloka. Up to here, we saw in the last class. So, vidhi prayatna are there as long as you are an individual, ahankara, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam is there, put up with that fate and free will. Illa thanga mudina, in the fate of free will, they are thrashing me like anything. Take shelter in your own nature, swarupam. Either this or that. But never say, I stand apart from Ishvara, Ishvara is there, and I don't have free will. Never say that. Never say, I don't have free will, but I am an individual. Kartrutva is there, bhoktrutva is there, ahankara is there, but free will is not there. Shastra or kuttu kudumam, avadi solla adhe. You have no right to say that. You have to accept. Now next shloka 22.
Yadi situr vikshanam ikshitaram. Avikshatan manasike kshanam syat. Na drashturanyas paramohitasya. Vikshasvamune praviliyanishtham.
Another very important verse. It is the condensed subject of Keno Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Whole Brihadaranyaka Keno Upanishad in one shloka he puts. Now he is going to negate Vidhi Prayatna, he has negated because they are all false from the standpoint of Atma. Now he is going to negate Ishvara Darshanam. People are talking, I got Rama Darshanam, Krishna Darshanam, Devi Darshanam. Is it true? How dare to talk, no, this? Is it true? He says, it is not true. It is not true. Why it is not true also he is telling. Then what is the truth? What is that darshanam? What is that darshanam they are talking about? He has to establish here. In this loka he says, Ishituhu vikshanam. Ishituhu means the Lord. The Ishvara's vikshanam means vision. Ishvara's vision. Darshanam, Ishvara's vision or darshanam, Daiva darshanam, ahum, ikshitaram, avikshya. Without seeing the ikshitaram. Ikshitaram means the seer, the perceiver, the observer, or onlooker. The onlooker of that darshanam, Rama Bhakta Sada Rama. This Rama Bhakta is the onlooker. Or Krishna Bhakta is onlooker. Seer. What he says, I got Rama Darshanam. Not only Rama, Rama, Lakshmana, Sita, Sameta, Hanumat, Sameta Darshanam. Please remember, we are not criticizing them. We have to understand the fact here. We are not going to criticize any person, any Bhakta here. Better to have a mind, a discriminative mind here, that's all. Krishna Darshanam along with Gopis, along with Arjuna, or Devi Darshanam, Ikshitaram Aviksha, without seeing the seer. Ikshitaram means onlooker, the seer, the one who got the Darshanam of the God. Ikshitaram Aviksha, not seeing, not knowing, not understanding. Not knowing the real nature of himself, that bhakta, if he says, Ishituhu ikshanam, vikshanam, nanu Bhagavan paathen, enge na, ange paathen. Now what they do? They show some sort of place. Either in the temple or in the mountain or some place they will show. and so on so time they will say, not knowing his nature, Atma Swarupam, original nature, which is beyond from body, mind, complex, not knowing this, I the consciousness Chaitanya, and saying, I have got Ikshituhu Vikshanam. Yet, whatever is that, that Ikshanam, Darshanam, Vikshanam of that Lord, of this person, who is not knowing his own nature, Ikshituhu Vikshanam, yet, whatever is there, that Darshanam, that Darshanam is, what? Manasika Vikshanam. It is a mental projection. It disturbs many people's minds, but don't get disturbed. Let us listen fully. Manasika Vikshanam, mental projection, perception or projection or subjective vision. It is his own vision. That's why whenever people say, I saw Rama, I saw Krishna, la poi. If two persons are agreeing, bhaktas are there, amma, our upasakar, bhaktar, he saw that. And 100 people are there to negate him. Two persons are there, bhaktas, friends are there. Oh, he is very great. 200 people are there to negate. Confusion, oh, confusion. He cannot establish. This is the truth. They never accept. 200 people will never accept. These 2-3 people will not leave. It's a tug of war. Ramana Maharshi says it's a manasika vikshanam. It's a mental projection. Ikshitaram aviksha tat manasika vikshanam syat. It will be a mental perception projection. Why? There is none of them separately to see gods, many gods to see, other than Drashtuhu, he says. Drashtuhu anyaha paramaha na asti. Drashtuhu anyaha. Other than the seer, there is no supreme Ishvara. The seer, the onlooker, the perceiver, who is Chaitanyam, consciousness, that is the real nature of Ishvara, that other than this Atma Swarupam, there is no Paramaha, Supreme. That's why don't listen from the body-mind complex. Last class, one student is telling, Swamini, when you are talking, it is very simple. I am understanding, but when I go home, I am not able to contemplate at all. That's why you have to listen from the Paramarthika angle. I am the OC, original consciousness. Body mind complex is Vyavaharikam. I am Paramarthikam. So if I look upon these slokas from the body mind complex, it is confusion. I can never arrive at the answer. Not arriving the answer, but I will discard these slokas. Idhila namma killappa. But Ramana Maharshi photo vechittu kumbiduva. வச்சுட்டு நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணிட்டே இருப்பான். ஆனால் அவர் சொன்ன சொல்லு மாத்திரம் அதெல்லாம் நமக்கு ஒத்துக்காது. இது என்ன பூஜைன்னு தெரியல எனக்கு. இஃப் ஐ எம் எ ரியல் ரமண பக்தா, தி ஸ்லோகா மஸ்ட் பி ஃபேக்ட் டு மீ, தென் ரமண பகவான் பிளஸ் அதர்வைஸ் பிட்டி ஆஃப் திஸ் பக்தா. ரமண பகவான் வாண்ட்ஸ் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் மை பக்தா ஷுட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் மை டீச்சிங். Not to celebrate only centuries. centenary celebrations. Along with centenary celebrations, they have to understand my teaching. They are real bhaktas. So therefore, drashtuhu anyaha. Drashtuhu means ishituhu drashtuhu. The one who is telling that I have seen that Lord, that person, anyaha, other than that person, Tasya Viksha Swamule. Tasya means of that Bhakta. Tasya Mula means that Ishwara's Mulam. That Ishwara's Mulam is Chaitanyam. This person's seeker's Mulam is Chaitanyam. Swamule Praviliya Nistha. That Ishwara Darshanam is nothing but abiding in one's own real nature.
ஈஷதர்ஷனம் ஸ்வாத்மரூபதஹ.
ஸ்வாத்மதர்ஷனம் இஸ் ஈஷதர்ஷனம். செல்ஃப் ரியலைசேஷன் அலோன் இஸ் காட் ரியலைசேஷன். ஸ்வாத்மதர்ஷனம் ஈஷதர்ஷனம். ஹூ சேஸ்? ரமண மகர்ஷி சேஸ். வேர்? இன் உபதேச சாரம். ஸ்வாத்மதர்ஷனம் ஈஷதர்ஷனம். How can you see the Ishvara outside? Okay, okay. Suppose you have seen. Hypothetically, we'll take. Suppose a Bhatta comments. I saw Lord Rama or Krishna. Suppose a person says, I am here. What is the logic behind? Why Ramana Maharshi is negating? If a person knows the Swamune, Tasya Viksha Previlapya Nishtha Eva, other than that, that means Swamule means content of this onlooker. Content of onlooker is what? Seer of onlooker. I am the onlooker of that Isha. Ishvara, 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 Ishvara. I am the onlooker. What is my content? Flesh? Bread? Bone? No. My content is, I am Chaitanya Swarupam content. Absolute nature. The body-mind complex is relative. Standpoint. Body-mind complex is relative. From the relative standpoint, relative things all are what? Objects, mithya. I am experiencing. Whatever I experience is different from me. Ishvara, mithya. Ishvara is mithya. Because anatmatvat ghatavat. Anatmatvat means it is false or unreal. Mithya means false. Ishvaraha mithya anatmatvat ghatavat. That means Ishvara is false because he is unreal like pot. Unreal like pot. சுவாமி, இத்தனை நாள பாட் அன்றியல் ஒத்திக்கிட்டோம், இப்போ வந்து வந்து ஈஸ்வரனே அன்றியல்னு சொல்றேன் சுவாமி. ஏதோ கொஞ்சம் பாட்டு வரைக்கும் வச்சுக்கோங்க இந்த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், அதுக்கு மேல போகாதுங்கோ. இஃப் யூ சே லைக் தட், யூ கேனாட் சர்வைவ் இன் தி சொசைட்டி. உங்களுக்கு பிக்ஷையே கிடைக்காதுன்னா என்ன பண்றது? ரமண பகவான் சேஸ், திஸ் இஸ் தி ஃபேக்ட். வாட் கேன் ஐ டூ? ஐ கேனாட் சேஞ்ச் தி ஃபேக்ட். நவ் லுக்கிங் டு தி லாஜிக் ஹியர். சப்போஸ் ஏ பக்தா சேஸ், ஐ ஹவ் சீன் தட் ராமா அவுட் சைட் or Krishna outside. Whatever I see is different from me. The experiencer is different from the experienced object. Now I, the Bhakta, saw that Lord, I am the subject. That Rama or Krishna will become what? Object. Rama and Krishna will become object. Yat drishyam tat anityam. Whatever I see is temporary. That's why Rama Janma Ashtami, Krishna Ashtami, Rama Navami, all these birthday celebrations we are celebrating, that avatara, particular avatara, particular time, particular place, time limitation, kala parichinnata, desha parichinnata are there for those avataram. Another important point, I am here, I am seeing Rama here. Suppose, I am seeing, like part I am seeing, you know, I am seeing part this side, Rama this side. This is one object, this is another object. Very important point, understand. Here Rama is not there. Rama is there. Getting point? Rama is there, I am seeing there. That means what? You are indirectly accepting, he is not there where you are. I saw Rama there, so-and-so place, so-and-so time, means you are indirectly accepting Rama is not here where I am standing. I am standing separately as subject, Rama is standing or Krishna is standing as object separate from me. That means he is not here. Ishvara is in Kailasa, he is not in Bhuloka. Ishvara, Vishnu is in Vaikuntha, he is not in Bhuloka. That means unknowingly you are limiting the God. Unknowingly you are giving confinement to the Lord. You are putting him in jail. Because of which Chaitanyam, Atma Swarupam, this body is alive here, forgetting this Ishvara inside and making the Lord limited and blaming him many times.
இது மேல என்ன அந்நியாயம் அக்கிரமும் இருக்கா? எத்தனை நாள் பகவானும் சகிக்க முடியும் பாருங்க. How long I can withstand with your agnana, oh my dear bhakta? Oh my dear devotee, how long I can withstand with your ignorance? Please come out, he is asking. Don't make me only in Pandaripur. Don't make me confined only to Dwaraka, only to Ayodhya, only to some place. Either Jerusalem, Makkah, they are talking, no? Where is Veda talking? Where all these people are talking? Who can understand? Understand your content core, Atma Swarupam, I the consciousness is the substratum of the whole creation. Ishvara Upadhi is a Upadhi. Jiva Upadhi is a Upadhi. Upadhi is a medium. This is a medium. Macro medium, micro medium. In Ishvara, reflected consciousness at macro level. In Jiva, reflected consciousness at micro level. These Upadhi medium, if you remove intellectually, what remains? Ishvara. So where to see Ishvara, tell me now. Look into the shloka. What a shloka, beautiful shloka. Yadi ishituhu vikshanam ishitaram avikshya tat manasikam vikshanam. That is a projection. Isha darshanam is a projection. Reflect how, the reflected medium is a temporary, even Rama shariram, Krishna shariram is also a medium. For the sake of mediocre bhaktas, this is the shastra kalpana. But never take it, it is the ultimate. It's a kalpana. Ravana Maharshi says, what can I do with this? You have to agree. He finally come to conclusion, don't limit the Lord as an object. Whatever I experience is different from me. If I have Ishvara Darshanam, that experience is like all other experiences. Like all other experiences. There is no difference. Therefore, we have to accept this fact. Name and form cannot exist without the substance. Understand the statement. Name and form, just as I told myself, this body, name and form cannot exist without the Atma. Even Rama, Krishna, Devi, name and form cannot exist without Chaitanya. Therefore, what is the shloka tells us? Deho devalaya proktaha, jivo deva sanatanaha, tyajet ajnanam nirmulya, soham bhavena pujayet. How you should worship Lord now? A Sadarshanam student, go and worship the Lord. Nalaki puja pannanume. Pannunga. Eppadi pannanum? Sollaar paarunga. Inge sollala, vera shlokam. There are many shlokas. Dehaha devalayam. In the vadambe oru devalayam. This body itself is a temple. Proktaha, said by Shastra. Dehum devalayam. Oh, devalaya, there is a Ishvara. In this body, who is Ishvara? Jivo devaha sanatanaha. Jivaha means Oshiya, Arsiya, Aramma. Oshi, original consciousness is the devaha. That is called Jivaha, Chidabhasa. The reflected consciousness. The reflected consciousness in the mind has to understand, I am the consciousness reflecting in the medium here. This Chidabhasa is false. Which, what is right? Chit is right. Chit is the content, chit is the core, chit is the substratum, chit is the everything. The chit I am. Jivaha, devaha, sanatanaha. Yepo, when I am chitana, when I am conscious, all the time. If body is there, I say I am conscious. If body is not there, silence. Nothing to talk, no. Jivo deva sanatanaha. Tyajet ajnana nirmulya. Ajnanam remove, no? Give up this ajnana. Deha bhavana, Rama bhavana, Krishna bhavana. My Krishna is great, my Vishnu is great. I want to study about Vaishnavism. No, no, I want to study about Shaivism. Papa, and the Shaivism is Vaishnavism. Shiva, Vishnu, kashtapadrar. Inga Shaivism, Vaishnavism pudichinne. They go on fighting each other. Vishnu, Shiva are not fighting. These bhaktas are fighting.
And regarding to that, connected to that Lord, the festivals, when they are come, they want to show our festival today. No, no, today our festival. போதுமா, இனிமேல் போயிட்டே இருக்கு. கண்ட்ரிஸ் லெவலில் நோ ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங், ஃபைட்டிங், ஈவன் டெரரிஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ கமிங் இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் காட், இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் மதம், ரிலிஜியன், ஆல் ஆர் கமிங், வாட் நாட், பிகாஸ் இட்ஸ் அஜ்ஞானம். இதனால் அஜ்ஞானம் நிர்மூல்ய, கிவ் அப் திஸ் அஜ்ஞானம், ஹவு லாங் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி இன் திஸ் அஜ்ஞானம், என்ன பண்ணணும்னா சோகம் பாவேன பூஜையேத், யூ வர்ஷிப் தட் லார்ட் ராமா, கிருஷ்ணா, தேவி, ஆர் எனி காட் ஹோம் யூ ஆர் வர்ஷிப்பிங், சோகம் பாவேன சஹ ஈஸ்வரஹ அஹமஸ்மி சோகம் பாவேன பூஜையது, அகங்கிரக உபாசன, ஆத்ம உபாசன பண்ணு. எத்தனை நாள் அந்த பகவான் அங்கே இங்கே பார்த்துட்டே இருக்காரு, ஓன பண்ண வேண்டாமோ. அகம் ஆத்மா, தட் ஈஸ்வர ஆத்மா ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், வித்தவுட் ஈக்ஷிதம், ஈக்ஷிதாரம் அவீக்ஷ ஈஷிதுகு தரிசனம் மானசிகம், like just as I see my dream, no? It is a pratibhasika satya, projection. When I see vyavaharikali, it is an empirical reality. Empirical reality. Dream is a projection, pratibhasika satya. Whatever I see with my eyes, it is a pratibhasika satya, it is a vyavaharika satya. Three orders of reality. That is projected reality, lower order of reality. வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம் இஸ் மீடியோக்கர், தென் பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம், த்ரீ ஆர்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் வி ஆர் இன் உச்சி சத்தியம் என்ன, எம்பிரிக்கல் ரியாலிட்டி, வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம், திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் ரியல், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ட்ரீம் ப்ரொஜெக்டட் ரியாலிட்டி பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம் இஸ் நாட் ரியல் டு யூ, சிமிலர்லி ஃப்ரம் பாரமார்த்திக ஆங்கிள் திஸ் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம் இஸ் அன்ரியல். So from Vyavaharika angle you are seeing the Ishvara, from Paramarthika angle you are negating the Ishvara. அப்படின்னு ஃபார் சில்ட்ரன்ஸ் சேக் யூ வர்ஷிப், பட் உள்ளுக்குள்ள நான் தான். இப்படி தலைமையில போட்டுக்கோ, பூ பூ போட்டுக்கோ, அது இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் அதர்ஸ் டோன்ட் புட், மனசுக்குள்ள புரிஞ்சுக்கோங்க, அவ்வளவுதான், ஒன்றும் பண்ண வேண்டாம். ஸோ மானசிக வீக்ஷணம் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம், மானசிக வீக்ஷணம் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த காட் இன்சைட், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த காட் இன்சைட் இஸ் எ ப்ரொஜெக்டட் ரியாலிட்டி. ட்ரீம் வேர் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் இன் யூ ஓன்லி, இன் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஓன்லி யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த ட்ரீம். சிமிலர்லி இன் த மைண்ட் ஓன்லி யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த காட்னா யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் த காட், இட் இஸ் எ ப்ரொஜெக்டட் ரியாலிட்டி, பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம். Second point is, if I experiencing the God outside, not in the mind, outside so and so place, avangala temple illa katti avar inga paathar God angala pradakshanam panninde irupa ivangala sutinde irupa varsha kanakala, this is vyavaharika satyam. If I see God outside the mind, it is vyavaharika satyam. If I see God in my mind, it is pratibhasika satyam. Both are all lower order of reality. But I see myself, I remain myself as, that is called Nishtha, Praviliya. From projected reality, from Vyavaharika reality, if I go inside to my Paramarthika Satyam level, that is called Nishtha. Abiding in my own nature, real God is I, the consciousness, Atma or Brahman, who is different from this body, mind, ego complex. இல்ல எழுதுக்கோங்க, பத்து வருஷத்துக்கு அப்புறம் ஆமா சுவாமி நீங்க சொன்னது உண்மைன்னு சொல்லலாம், இப்பவே சொன்ன ரொம்ப ஆனந்தம், பத்து வருஷத்துக்கு அப்புறம் சொன்னாலும் பரவாயில்ல, நத்திங் ராங். ரியல் காட் இஸ் ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆத்மா சைத்தன்யம், ஹூ இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பாடி மைண்ட் ஈகோ காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஐ மைனஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன், ஐ பிளஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் complex is jiva. As jiva you listen, as brahman you own up, no? Jiva brahman own up kedaiyad, hey, remain as brahman. So ramana maharshi is not negating the vyavaharika ishvara darshanam, note pannukonga, adu velila poi enna namo pracharam pannadunga, confuse pannadunga. Ramana maharshi accept the ishvara darshanam, vyavaharika ishvara darshanam he accepts. But that is not the ultimate.
அவர் என்ன சொல்றாரு, ஸ்வாத்ம தரிசனம் இஸ் த ரியல் தர்சனம் ஆஃப் காட், திஸ் இஸ் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம், சீயிங் த காட் அவுட் சைட், நாட் நெகேட்டிங் த ஈஸ்வர தர்சனம். பட் ஹி சேஸ் நோ யுவர் செல்ஃப், யூ நோ தட் காட் ரியல்லி, யூ ஆர் சீயிங் த வியாவகாரிக தர்சனம். வியாவகாரிக தர்சனம் இஸ் ரியல் ஆர் அன்ரியல்? இஸ் வாட் இஸ் ரியல் ஆர் அன்ரியல்? வியாவகாரிக தர்சனமோ இல்லையோ? என்ன சொல்ற, அந்த பெரிய காட் கொண்டு வந்து இந்த பாட்டு கூட கம்பேர் பண்றேன், என்ன பண்றது? ஆப்ஜெக்ட் நீலமேக சியாமா, ஆஜான் பாகும் அரவிந்த தடாய தாட்சம் ராமம், பாடி 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 அப்பா சொன்ன கஷ்டப்பட்டு சொல்றாரு. எதுக்கு வெளியில பாக்குறேன், அந்த பார்ப்ப வந்த அந்த ராமரு பார்ப்பவன் யாரு தெரியுமா? மனசா புத்தியா? ஆத்மா சைத்தன்யம், சைத்தன்ய ஸ்வரூபம், அதுதான் ராமர் ஸ்வரூபம், ரியல் ஸ்வரூபம். டோன்ட் லிமிட் த ராமா ஆஸ் எ கௌசல்ய புத்திரா, தசரத புத்திரா. ராமா சைத்தன்ய ஸ்வரூபம், ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், சர்வகதா ஆல் பர்வேடி, ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ராமா யூ லைக் ஆர் அயோத்திய ராமா யூ லைக், டெல் மீ நவ். ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ராமா மஸ்ட் பி ஹியர், லாஜிக் புரியறதா? ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் அயோத்திய ராமா, ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ராமா ஐ வாண்ட், ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ராமா மஸ்ட் பி. Then how can I stand separate from God, Bhakta? Can I claim myself Bhakta? If I say I am Bhakta, Tappa nimchikadengo, what can I do? I have to say, if I say I am Bhakta, I am claiming I am not Bhakta. If I say I am Bhakta, I am separate from God, I am not accepting the Lord all-pervasiveness. What can I say? What Hanuman said? ஆத்ம புத்தியாது துவமேவ அகம், அப்படி சொல்லப்பா. ஜீவ புத்தியாது தாசோஹம், தேக புத்தியாது துவதம்சக, ஆத்ம புத்தியாது துவமேவ அகம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம் 22, 23.
ஆத்மானமீக்ஷேத பரம் ப்ரபஷ்யேத், இத்யாகமோக்தே சுலபோ ந பாவஹ. நாத்மைவ த்ருஷ்யோ யதி கா கதேஷேம், ஸ்வயம் ததன்னீ பவனம் ததீக்ஷா.
சோ உபாசனா தேவதா தரிசனம் இஸ் நாட் த கல்மினேஷன். உபாசனா தேவதா தரிசனம் இஸ் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம், எம்பிரிக்கல் ரியாலிட்டி. இட் இஸ் நாட் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி. இட் இஸ் எ ஸ்டேட், இட் இஸ் எ ஸ்டேஜ் இன் எ லைஃப் ஒன் ஃபைவ் பர்சன். ஃப்ரம் தட் ஏக ரூபா டு அநேக ரூபா டு அரூப பிரம்ம ஸ்வரூப ஜானம் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு arrive, then only you can say I am free from sorrow. That's why Rama also cried. As long as he searching Rama outside Tyagaraja, go on crying, Rama, when you will come, when you will come. Then finally last stage is dvaitamu sukhama advaitamu sukhama, non dual brahman, I am separate from Lord Rama. How can it stand apart? Even bhaktas finally, they really struggled for Lord because they are seeing outside. Then finally they come to know this is not the real culmination. I have to say, Rama, you are here only. Here means Monday again I am standing separate. Rama, you and I are one and the same. Sulli da ahana. Valli illa vere. Atmanam ikseta param prapasye. ஆத்மானம் ஈக்ஷேத சேத், இஃப் ஒன் சீஸ் த செல்ஃப், ஹவு கேன் யூ சீ த செல்ஃப்? இது வேற தகராறு. ஹவு கேன் யூ சீ த செல்ஃப்? ஐ ஆம் த செல்ஃப், கான்சியஸ்னஸ், சைத்தன்ய ஸ்வரூபம். ஐ மீன்ஸ் வென் எவர் ஐ சே, யூ ஹாவ் டு கிராஸ் அன்னமய கோஷா, பிராணமய கோஷா, மனோமய கோஷா, விஜயானமய கோஷா, ஆனந்தமய கோஷா, எல்லாம் தள்ளிட்டு நான் அணி அதை மனசுல வச்சுக்கணும்.
If I say, I am the knower of the self, the knowerhood you have to drop. The knowerhood drop pannan. Knowerhood is from the relative standpoint. I am the knower of this part. Knower is having a value as long as there is a known object. I, the subject, if I see anything in this universe, that is known object. Known, I am the knower. Pramata, prameyam. I am the knower, prameyam. Rama is prameyam, I am the pramata. In the pramata, irukkara varakku, prameyam irupa. Object will be there. In the pramata, is real, really speaking? Pramata, from whose standpoint? You are mother, from whose standpoint? From your child standpoint, daughter or son standpoint. You are neither mother or father, if they are not there. Similarly, from the part known standpoint, known object standpoint, I am the knower. From the Lord standpoint, I am seeing the Lord as object, known object, I am the knower. Once I understood that Lord is real nature, is Atma Swarupam, that Atma Swarupam, my Swarupam, my Swarupam, appadina Atmana paakatuma Swami ennu kekkudad. Ramana paaka venda, Krishnanu paaka venda sonnitam. Ippo enna paakanum? Atma darshanam, Swatma darshanam. Now I want to see my Atma. Inga innoru journey. Andha journey poyedo venda parichana indha journey start pannuva. Enna panna kannu moodittu ஆத்மா அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அஹம் சோகம் 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 ஆயிடுவா. யூ கான்ட் சி யுவர் செல்ஃப். அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி ஆர் ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி ஐ தி சப்ஜெக்ட் கேன் நெவர் சி மை செல்ஃப். இஃப் ஐ சி எனிபடி சீஸ் ஐ ஹவ் சீன் ஆத்மா, ஆத்ம தரிசனம், தரிசனம் ஆனவன் என்னாச்சு ஆத்மா ஆப்ஜெக்ட். சரி, யூ ஹவ் சீன் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆத்மா, ஹூ யூ ஆர், ஹூ சா தட் ஆத்மா, பட் தென் ஹூ யூ ஆர். ஹியர் ஒன்று ஆத்மா, வேற ஒன்று ஆத்மா, ரெண்டு ஆத்மா இருக்கு. என்னப்பா குழப்பமா இருக்கேன்னு அது சாஸ்திர சேஸ். நெவர் வெயிட் டு லுக் அட் ஆத்மா அவுட் சைட். வை? யூ கேன் நெவர் சி ஆத்மா பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் லைக் தசமோஷி. டென்த் மேன் இஸ் கவுண்டிங் ஆல் பீப்புள், 9 ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஒன்லி கமிங், 1 இஸ் மிஸ்ஸிங். அவன் விட்டுட்டான். I am Dashamaha Ahamasu. I am the seer. I am the self. I need not see myself. Why? Self-evident. Why I have to see myself? Therefore, Atmanam Ikseta Paramprasyet. One should see the self to see the Lord. If you want to see the Lord, first inquire into your one's nature, your own nature. Never look for outside for the God. Jilla Eka Rupa, Avishya Rupa, all are only basics. Afterwards you have to come to Saddarshan. No, only Geeta Upanishad Panchita Ahano. Evala Periya Bhaktan Ananum Kude, either in this birth or next birth. Illana Brahmaji Ketta Poi Padipam. Agama Uttehe Na Sulabaha Bhavaha. Shastra says, this is not easy. It is an abstract subject. Require a subtle mind to grasp this. Bhavaha means this meaning. What is that meaning? Seeing the Atmanam, one's own Atma, seeing means recognizing, discovering the fact, understanding the fact, understanding this one's own self, that is called Paramprapashye. Then one should see the Lord. There is seeing the Lord? Can you say, I am seeing the Lord? How can I see with the eyes? Because Atma is the Lord. So I cannot see the Lord. So this Bhavaha, whatever Shastra says, Agamaha means Guru Shishya Paramparaya Parampara Rupena Agachati iti Agamaha. This teaching, you are Tatu Tvam Asi, that Paramatma you are, this teaching came from the Shastra. Guru Paramparaya Agatam Agamaha Na Sulabhaha. Without Guru, you can never get this knowledge. You have to attend the class, consistent, systematic study of scriptures under a competent, alive teacher for a length of time. Then you can know the God. If anybody sees, I saw God, I have Ishvara Darshanam, okay. But that is not God Darshanam. Why? Self-realization alone is God realization. How to realize self? Shall I do meditation? No, come to next class. Sadarshanam class, to get self-realization, you have to come to class. That is called self-realization. You get, then that is called God realization. You get God realization. That is the culmination of human life.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.